Thank you very much, Eric. And I'm Mike Hergert. This is Bill Thorson. If you've ever, anybody in here old enough to remember the Honeymooners, I'll let you decide who's Ralph and who's Norton. But it is a great honor for me to be asked to help you recognize Tim and Faye Cornier on their retirement. This is really a fun day. Let me take you back to the year 1976. Apple Computer was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Patty Hearst is found guilty of armed robbery of a bank. The U.S. celebrated its 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and Jimmy Carter defeated incumbent President Gerald Ford in November. And dry bean growers held their first meeting in February 1976 and formed the Red River Edible Bean Growers Association. Little history on dry bean prices and what I think really got this association rolling. Dry bean prices went from about $18 a hundredweight in September 1973 to almost $61 the following March, 1974. And of course, as you know, farmers react to prices, and we saw a rapid expansion of acres and a boom in the construction of processing facilities. The impetus to form an association was white mold. It was taking a big percentage of the crop, as well as the growers' dissatisfaction the way elevators were treating them. By spring 1976, Tim Cornier was hired as executive vice president at a salary of $11,040. I think he's gotten a raise, hasn't he, Kevin, since then? But 45 years later, here we are. That longevity and devotion and dedication is, I think, unheard of in association work. Tim recalls that all nine original board members went to the bank to personally back loans to keep the association going and push the creation of the North Dakota and Minnesota beef checkoff, or dry bean councils, I should say. Tim worked part-time while finishing his studies at NDSU as he organized the office and lobbied both the North Dakota and Minnesota legislatures for the checkoff. The checkoff dollars were focused on market development and the study of bean pathology. Of course, with Tim busy on the road, that prompted the need for office help. Enter Faye Cornier, who started part-time in the spring of 1976 doing clerical work and writing the association's newsletter. We found out at dinner last night as we went to a place in West Fargo, and Tim said, "Hey, we used to live not too far down the road," and Faye said, "Yeah, and I used to ride my bike down 13th Avenue to go to take some classes to become proficient in the office."
I also want to say how honored I am here to be recognize Tim and Faye for their many years of service, not only to the dry bean industry, but to agriculture in a whole. The definition of professionalism is a person whose willingness to learn, a positive attitude, conflict resolution, helpfulness, integrity, calm under stress, solution-oriented, and lastly, self-motivated. Tim and Faye, you both meet and exceed all of these as a professional. I first met Tim when we had a meeting down in St. Cloud in the early 1980s when I worked for the Minnesota Wheat Growers. We had a little issue that one person that had standing on the stage caused, and the Minnesota Department of Agriculture called the meeting, and I met Tim. I didn't know who he was, and I didn't get to talk too much, but I got back to the wheat office, and I asked, who was that short, stocky guy who always got his two bits in? It was about 15 years later before I crossed paths again with Tim. The year 2000, I started working for the North Central Commodities, And that's when I really got to know Tim. Tim and Faye. I remember Jim Carley asking me one time a question about dry beans, and he asked me to call Tim and ask him what Tim's thoughts were. Anybody that knows Tim knows that he's a walking encyclopedia about dry beans. We began to communicate more often and had a pretty good understanding of each other. After becoming an officer of the North Central Bean Dealers and later going through the chain of offices of the U.S. Dry Bean Council, I began to rely more on Tim's knowledge and professional savvy. Although Tim and I may not have agreed on a lot of issues, Tim would never let the small issues interfere with what both organizations were trying to accomplish. Again, the professionalism of Tim was second to none. If you ever got a chance to travel to Washington, D.C. with Tim, you quickly realized how respected by both sides of the aisle Tim was. He never let his personal thoughts interfere with what was best for the dry bean industry, especially the North Harvest bean growers. Tim had and still has numerous contacts at the Department of Agriculture and various other departments, which are invaluable when it comes to the dry bean industry and getting things done. Having been lucky enough to travel with Tim on several market development trips, I was always amazed at Tim's knowledge of the world and how it related to the bean industry. He was unique ability to bond with everybody he met. I met several individuals after these trips, and they would always ask about you, Tim, and would always express their appreciation for your assistance. You have a truly unique ability that very few people have. The North Harvest bean growers and the region have greatly benefited from your knowledge and are respected because of you from all the buyers around the world. After becoming president of the U.S. Dry Bean Council, I relied heavily on Tim and Faye for their knowledge. And after 6 months of not having an executive director, and when advice was needed, the first person I would call would be Tim. But often I got Faye. I think half the time he was out hunting or recovering from something disease like Lyme disease or drinking water unsanitary from some river water or a stream. During Tim's absence, Faye was always there to help me find any information I needed. Sometimes I often wondered if Faye wasn't really the heart of the organization and she was just there to keep Tim on task.
Could have been a full-time job. I remember a few years ago when the decision was made to hire a communications and marketing person, and the job description, I think, was at least 3 pages long. Tim told me that's what he and Faye had been doing all along, which is probably in addition to their regular jobs. I got the feeling many times, especially then, they were the kind of people that did whatever it took. Why did Tim stay 45 years in this job? Well, I think he never forgot that commitment he saw from those original board members and their emphasis on the growers' needs. And he definitely shared that commitment. With Tim, it's always been all about the grower, I'd say for both Tim and Faye. I worked for Tim on your magazine, the weekly email and radio updates, so I know how demanding he could be. He just expects you to do your job. And I think I'd call him a watchdog for your association's checkbook. During the transition to the current office, some of the staff Tim hired didn't work out. I think it's mainly because he expected everyone to do the job like Faye did, and they didn't compare. You guys are an incredible team. Congratulations, Tim and Faye. You have been a joy to work for. And on behalf of all dry bean growers, board members, processors, and the seed and other input providers, I say thank you for your contribution to making North Harvest North America's largest supplier of quality dry beans. Good luck and good health in retirement.
The history of the bean industry that Tim and Faye have is unbelievable. My appreciation for their assistance can't be fully appreciated. Thank you. Tim and Faye, you will always be Mr. and Mrs. Bean. Your dedication to service to the bean industry of North Dakota and Minnesota, as well as the U.S. bean industry as a whole, will never be forgotten. Thank you, and on behalf of the entire U.S. dry bean industry, for your many years of service. Thank you.
Before we make a few presentations, we want to recognize some of Tim and Faye's family. Sons Clint and Nick are here, and daughter Tanya. Please stand. And one casualty of the weather, son Cole, I believe, is viewing online. He couldn't make it because of the weather from Bismarck. We have some presentations. First for Faye. And the plaque reads, in appreciation for your many years of dedicated service to our organizations, on your well-deserved retirement, we will miss you. Faye. And we have one for Tim. Lifetime Achievement Award. Lifetime Achievement Award presented to Tim Cornier, Executive Vice President, in appreciation for your 45 years of dedicated service and hard work. Your loyalty and friendship will long be remembered. Enjoy your retirement. Tim?
One short story. Yeah, I know. Bill Tharson, I got to know him. Of course, we had been in and out of Cuba doing trade missions in regards to just potentially opening it up back in a long time ago now. But anyway, tail end of the subject matter is that I walked into Bill's office at Johnstown and said, Bill, we're going to sell some beans to Cuba. He says, hell, I didn't even know you could get there. And but anyway, we did. We sold the first load of beans. It was blacks and pinos to Cuba and facilitated through the Johnstown Bean Company, North Central Commodities. We did pave the way and... it's been a roller coaster ride all the way around. You know, our big thing to begin with really was to establish a navy bean industry in the export markets. And with everything, the U.S. embassies, everybody opened up their arms. We went to work. We had, there couldn't have been anything better for a young guy than to be able to do these type of things. And basically, as my daughter once said, Faye and I never woke up one day in our life, but we're working, and said, we're going to find a different job. Thank you for all of that. It's kind of tough for me, guys.
Well, again, Tim and Faye, congratulations. Well-deserved recognition for your time here. We do have some time before we'll start the North Harvest business meeting, so feel free to get some extra drinks, roam around, maybe take this time to fill out the dry bean survey, please, if you would. Again, Mike and Bill, great job on the presentation. Congratulations to Tim and his family for being here. Thank you for being here. So at this time, if anybody wants to tell Tim congratulations, take this time to do it, and we'll start the business meeting of North Harvest here in a little while.